The Wisconsin Wetlands Association is keeping close tabs on this phase of a $2 billion pipeline construction project. They allege 181 violations so far. But Enbridge Energy's Denise Hampshire says it's a tempest in a pipeline.
You have to put it in context of these were daily infractions that were noted that and fixed on site. And as the project is closing out and remediated, the DNR has referred for possible enforcement to the Department of Justice.
It's not minor because it's so many incidents.
That's Wisconsin Wetlands Association policy specialist Erin O'Brien. She says they're just playing watchdog on this 321-mile-long pipeline construction.
Our goal has never been to stop the project. Our interest in pipeline projects is to make sure that the impacts on the landscape are minimized as much as possible. And that's largely done through these permit conditions and through the restoration work, which is yet to come.
Department of Justice spokesman Bill Kosh says he can't comment on the case. He says they can only do that if they file charges in court, which they haven't done. This phase of the project will finish next month, and a second phase from Whitewater to the Chicago area will begin this summer. In Superior, Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio.